Okay,
I don't know if this
so
is
I
gonna
need
be
to
good or
talk
not.
like right into this, like this. Like, do my lips gotta touch it? Fuck, dude, this is kinda hot.
Yeah, it's kind of hot. My lips are
Okay,
awesome too.
I'm continuing to talk. It's like really hard because it's tickling my lips.
Okay, go ahead. Keep talking.
Okay, yeah, it's like tickling my lips a little bit, and
A little bit more detail. Tell us a
yeah,
little bit more
okay. So
detail.
like the
Yeah,
hairs
the
on
hairs,
my lips are like,
your hairy
it's like
lips, your
static
lips,
energy.
static energy
It's like
is just
making him
like,
stand up,
is it like
and then the
attracting
pop
it?
filter,
It's
yeah, it's
making
like
it like,
attracting it,
yeah,
exactly.
like with like a
It's giving me
balloon.
little
Oh
tingles.
no, that's not
Yeah.
healthy. You should go see a doctor about that
I
one.
don't
Is
know.
that
It
good?
kind of feels good.
Isn't it fucked that like your family has all of these episodes to listen to when you're dead? Like
Seriously.
you,
Oh, they have
they
no
have
knowledge of this.
content.
They have no
No, but they
knowledge.
will.
No,
I will be like,
I'll make sure
I
that
will
you go
go over to
before
your
me.
kids and be like,
You
your
didn't know your
daddy,
father.
your
You
daddy.
didn't know your father like I
I
knew
knew
your
your
father.
father.
And this is
Like
your father.
the internet knew your father.
No, that'd be terrible.
No, I've thought about that sometimes. Like I think, well, I think about that one episode that I had my mom on, and I was like, oh man, that's
Oh,
good,
that
and
was
that's
great. That
really
was good.
like that's really valuable, you know. And that's a rare thing that not everybody gets, that your mom calls you your favorite, their favorite. And I got that. I got that
Yeah,
on recording.
I'm her favorite son.
You're his mom's favorite son?
No, my mom's favorite son.
Oh,
Yeah.
your mom only has one son.
Yeah.
Unless there was one that died in utero.
No, I asked.
You had to eliminate all the
I had to make
possibilities.
sure. I was like, hold on, is there any competition here? She
Right.
said no. No.
Should I?
No.
And she's like, oh no, there's no competition, as in like you're so far ahead, or like there's literally no other competition.
I gotta ask her a few more questions now. Oh no.
Did we start recording yet?
We
Did we?
did.
Should we intro? I'm getting hot. I'm getting hot.
Oh, he's getting naked.
I am. I'm taking clothes off.
He's halfway naked.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Everyday Nothing Special podcast. It's me, your host, Tino Bambino. I'm here in the flesh with my other two amazing co-hosts. Of course, we have the one, the only, the thunderous, the beautiful. Zeus,
What's
the
up,
goose.
man? What's
Got,
up?
all right.
What's up, man?
All right. And then we got Tommy.
Saying in the flesh is always so weird to me.
Gun motherfucking Jones. Can you let me do my bit?
You paused for way too long.
All right. Chemistry's off to a lightning start.
Yeah.
Lightning start.
It's so funny that seeing each other in person makes us do worse.
Can't wait, hold
Speak for
on.
yourself.
Dude, I've been saving this for the podcast.
Oh no, how long? It's been like a year.
No,
It has
it's
been
been
a...
a no.
Actually, Tommy, you've been absent.
I've been absent because of a flat tire,
dude.
dude.
Remember, dude, you can't fault. He
I'm
got a
so
flat
I'm so
tire.
mad at that
He
because
got a flat. Dude, he called me. He was
there's
in a
nothing
panic,
there to switch
brother.
the
That's true.
tire
We did
out.
make fun of you.
He was in a panic, man.
I was on the other side of town when I called you.
You know
I was
what's crazy is that you
Phoenix.
didn't go to help him. Instead,
He said he had it under
you
control.
stayed and
You
recorded
had
with
it under
me. You ever
control.
consider that, Tommy?
He had it under. You had it
I
under
didn't
control.
consider until now.
Yeah.
Oh, this is like
Why are
the
you,
this is
dude,
like the angel and devil situation. Hold on.
This is okay.
Who's
Cause
the
in my
angel?
time,
Who's the devil? I
dude,
don't
it,
know.
Now
when
just
you
sit
called
back
me,
and
it
watch.
sounded you had it under control. See, now we got to workshop
Oh,
this
I
out.
no. I called when I called you. I was already done with it.
See,
It wasn't under control in any way, shape, or form. It was
So,
just done.
let me ask you this: are you concerned that your friend is genuinely okay, or that you are off the hook? Like, what's more?
Yeah,
important?
What's more of a
What
relief for
matters
you?
more to you?
The fact that you don't have to
Okay,
worry about it
okay.
anymore, or the fact that
Okay.
The fact
you're
that it
fine
wasn't your
Do you
fault?
want me to be
Yeah.
honest?
Yeah,
yeah,
be
yeah.
honest.
Be
truthful. No, I want you to lie to me. Come on, lie to me.
Okay, if I have to be honest, I don't know what to think. I feel like
Oh.
I don't. I'm just apologizing for the podcast. He had it under control. He had it under control, and I don't feel like I need to. I'm off of
I
anything.
had to wait like
Hey
40
Tommy, just
minutes.
so you know, if I was around, I would have gone to help you.
Well, how would you have helped me?
He didn't text me that, like, around? Yo, my flat tire, come help me.
I would have drove over to help
But you were in town at that time, right?
No.
No? Okay.
No, he wasn't.
Wait. Are you just saying that so you're off the hook, too?
I actually wasn't in town.
Okay.
If I had known that something, if your tire had blown out, I would have absolutely drove over to help
you.
It was
on the instructing car, so I don't service these things.
Oh,
so good. It's like...
So he had it under control.
He doesn't have anything under control.
Yo, I'm going to lose my shit.
He doesn't have anything.
Yo.
But it was kind of funny, though, because when we were driving, like, we were on the street when the tire popped. We weren't going too fast, but, like, there were people on the sidewalk, and we just passed them when the tire blew, and they were so scared. They thought we were shooting at them or something.
You were airing out the street.
We were in South Phoenix, too, so it's boom, you know, it's like, oh, it's like, I'm sorry, it's a flat tire.
Started fucking dipping. I would have done the same thing. I would have fucking ran for my life.
Yeah, probably. I mean, those things are loud.
Hell yeah. I just wanted to be a part, man. What can I say? I felt like I was out of
that was really, you know what energy that was? Like, you're at a party having a conversation, like a one-on-one conversation, and someone just, a high person walks in. Really? Yeah. Are you guys talking about philosophy?
Yeah,
Hell yeah.
You just
brother.
Sat down.
That shit's
like,
tight.
Like you were listening to the whole thing, you know.
Y'all see that new Kendrick?
That will take me on my element.
All right, that leads me to a question. Have any of you actually like been to a legit house party?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. defeated.
Oh man,
I'm too socially inept for those things though. What do you guys even do? What do you do, Jesus?
You stand in a corner, look at your phone. Oh, that you're asking Jesus.
Yeah, I was pointing to
genuinely.
We didn't make.
I walk in the door and I walk around till I find someone I know, and then that's it.
What it's happens like, if nobody is there that you know?
Well, luckily it's never happened. But if it happened. Yeah, I would sit in the corner.
Yeah?
I would sit in and just hope someone includes me in something.
What does everybody else do?
I think they do some drugs, get drunk, play games.
Okay, how many parties have you guys been to?
Two.
Two?
Parties?
Like a house
like
party.
House parties.
Oh, house parties specifically?
Yeah.
It depends.
Depends?
Yeah, it does.
Okay,
depend.
What's the max number then?
Max number?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, okay. Max number is really hard. It depends on, like, how many make a party, you know what I mean?
Oh, like, I'm talking, like, there's people there you don't know.
Yeah, it's, like, full house, for, like, what you think,
Because I've been to parties where it's, like, fully, like, 12 people, but I know everybody that's there.
I wouldn't count that.
You wouldn't count that?
Wouldn't count no, it's got to be, like, a thing that other people are there. Yeah, like,
I had to park two, like, houses, like... I mean, two blocks away, walk my ass because everyone's fucking there.
Right.
Like, cops are going to be called soon,
yeah,
for
exactly.
sure.
Like, that kind of.
Oh,
what
wow.
Yeah.
Cops are getting called.
Yeah.
Maybe, most likely.
I've never been to that.
It's like you walk in and you're just like, ah, oh, man, I don't want to fuck with some of these people. I will just. Like, someone here is going to get their ass beat tonight.
Yeah.
Damn, that is rowdy. That is a rowdy house party.
Yeah.
I've been to house parties with, like, nerds, and I didn't know who the nerds were.
That counts.
That counts?
Yeah, that counts. That, yeah. I mean, that counts by that definition.
If people
yeah.
are, like, sitting there, like, still getting drunk but arguing about, like...
But if the barometer is, like, I don't know people that are there, like, I don't know everybody, I would say maybe, like, four or five.
Okay, it sounds like you do more things, though. You said as a joke that you just hide in the corner, but you go to, like, parties and you know people.
Yeah,
I do.
I mean,
I'm not exactly a fucking social butterfly, you know? Like, I'm not just talking to everybody I see, but, like, you gotta entertain yourself somehow, right? And eventually you get bored of just sitting in the corner and staring at your phone, so maybe you go over and you call somebody like, hey, you ever heard an Australian use cunt? What are you, how you feel about that? And then they're like, oh, you know, I never thought about that. I literally just take podcast topics. And I shoot them at somebody.
go up to someone and be like, bro, I saw you go back to that same Lay's chip bag like 9 times. Bro, I noticed. I know.
Watching somebody.
You're a villain. Yeah. You're a villain.
Yeah.
That's what you are. Yeah.
It's like, bro, you just kept coming back. I thought he had his fill. Come back. Like, bro, just take the bag.
Just doing a type 5 to one person at a party.
Yeah, exactly.
Just trying to roast this.
Roast them to nobody else.
Yeah. Just
yeah. It's like, yo, real quick, sit down. Been watching you for 45. I got a type 5 off of this.
Checks your watch. Right, 47 minutes. All right, now.
Check it out. Check it out. Sit down. Sit down.
That's just a bully. You're just a weirdo.
That is just a bully.
Somebody did that to me. I'd be like, okay.
I'm a little quirky.
That's not quirky. That's creepy.
You know, I had a friend that told me once because I was describing this girl I went on a date with, and then I was like, you know, she's quirky, and then he was like, quirky is another word for annoying. And I was like, damn.
I would say it's a lot of overlap.
The Venn diagram.
It's a lot.
It's a little bit of a circle.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. It's like this. This would be annoying if you weren't so damn hot.
Right.
Zooey
Deschanel, quirky, right?
Yeah.
And then you go like down the spectrum, it's like Ugly Betty or whatever. I don't know. What's the
America Ferrera is
That's
she played a character. I'm not talking about America Ferrera.
Right. Even with chill, all that, bro.
Played a character.
Fine.
Okay, Sheldon.
Sheldon.
Young Sheldon?
I thought that show ended a really long time ago, and then I saw it on mute on my TV. It was like the final season.
It's so popular. It's
crazy that show
is
popular.
Why is it popular?
I don't know.
It's like, who watches the other show?
I don't know, but it's
who
so popular. Who
watched Big Bang Theory?
Yeah.
Dude, it's so popular that there has to be someone in that you know that watches it unironically.
I don't,
for sure.
I actually do know somebody.
Is it somebody in this room?
No.
Okay. What's the percentage like national that like people watch it so we can see statistics?
One person that I know is an older, like a baby boomer.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense. It is on CBS.
You and I just did the same thing.
Three both.
I saw you. I know where you are. Stop. I know what you are.
Hey, you're that guy at the party.
I am. That's how you go back for the Lay's shit. See, I would do the same thing that Asus does, where it's like, I saw you kept coming back for the Lay's shit, but I'd be like, you're just like me.
And then you pull out your Lay's chips.
Yeah,
I pull out. Brought from home.
I'm like, you and I are the same.
He's like, bro, you came coming back, so I had to go and see what's up.
It's something so mundane.
It's so wild to try to get camaraderie off of that.
Of course everybody's gonna be doing that. Like 9 times out of 10, somebody's gonna be doing that. So it's like, no, bro, you like Star Wars too?
Oh my god. But anyway, dude, so I've had this tiny story that I've been saving for the podcast.
Oh no.
Okay.
I'm scared.
I don't know. Okay. So about like maybe a week ago, just doing the nightly chores, taking out the trash. And as I'm walking down my hallway, because I have like a trash chute, I walk down the hallway and I notice that in front of my neighbor, there's like something on the floor in front of their door.
Is it a Lay's chip bag?
No.
Just an
empty.
Hey,
bro.
Just knock on the door.
Yo, you like these so much, huh? No, but there was like something on the floor, and I was like, oh, it's someone's package. Whatever. I was going to keep walking past it. And as I got closer to it, I was like, that's not a package. What is that? And I like, as I walked past it with my trash, I looked down, and it's a picture of a naked man holding a U.S. flag around him.
What?
And it's pointed at his door. It's not like
so
accidentally
when he
dropped,
opens
but
it
was like,
see.
Yes.
Okay.
So when he opens it, he'll see. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening here?
What the fuck?
Yeah, and I'm like, what is it? I throw away my trash. And I'm like, I take a very slow walk just to make, because it's so crazy.
Right,
I'm like,
right. It's like crazy. You're like, clearly my brain is making patterns.
What if, like, no. what if you're there right as he opens the door and it's the same man in the picture with the same American flag?
I would be like, what did I take? What am I doing?
What was laced in that one?
That's a shining moment.
Yeah. Yeah. I look down the hall and there's like the two twins.
The two twins. Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, oh fuck no. Me. I look over to the elevator. Like,
blood.
Yeah. No, but I walk past it again. I'm like, that is for sure a naked man covered in a U.S. flag pointed at this man's door. And I walk slowly past it. And then I stand on my door and I look back and I'm like, I'm like, what is happening? Like, what is going on in this hallway? What is going on? Is this malicious? Is this funny? Like, I don't understand. Like, is this man going to open the door and freak the fuck out?
Right, right.
Or is he going to open it and be like, oh, practical joke for my friend?
Right. Is he going to open the door and yell, stop following me? Leave me alone.
Yeah, you just hear that. He's like, leave me alone.
Leave me and my wife alone.
You leave me, flag man.
No. Like, I didn't think you'd follow me.
It follows. You open your door, you see a picture of the same.
Yeah. Oh god.
Yeah. What if it's like a death sign? You know, you just like they put it on your door, and you're like, oh no. Like, you open your door, and you see actually, that same thing, but it's your neighbor in it too.
You know, before Selena died, she apparently got a picture. Of
that's scary. Stop. Stop. That would be freaky. So funny.
All of its that's victims freaky. Are in the picture.
Stop.
You're trapped in it forever.
That's freaky. No,
dude, that would be great.
I didn't know what to think of that.
I like that.
Found out. I really wanted to find out. I wanted to see that man's reaction when he opened the door, but.
So just a BTS for all the listeners at home. When you were yelling at us like, hey guys, I don't want to spoil what we're going to be talking on today's episode.
Yeah.
You really thought we were going to guess that?
No.
Well, if not, we can save it.
It did cross my mind. I was thinking of a naked man draped in the you know, old faded glory, whatever it is.
Wait, Tommy. When was the last time you went to the front door of your house?
I did see a box, but I didn't think any of it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord. Oh my God.
He's infected.
We're marked.
You're marked. It really does feel like an It Follows fucking cringy horror movie.
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what can I say, man.
So when are you going to get Final Destination?
Dude, I don't know, but it did freak me out. Because I was like, it could be a practical joke, for sure. But it also the way the man was posed felt malicious.
What if you see your neighbor and it's like you can see inside as he closes the door, just boxes.
Oh no.
Just full of it.
What? Oh, wait, no. So what about, I need to know, what about this pose seemed malicious?
Yeah, what was so scary about it?
What was scary about it?
I'm imagining some guy like with like two beers in his hand or whatever.
No.
What if it was blackmail? What if it was the guy blackmailing the man with the flag?
It would probably be upside down.
Oh, I guess that's
probably
true.
Probably upside down.
I guess that's true.
Unless the blackmail is like being commenced, you know? It's like, oh, he didn't do it. Let's show everybody.
I think because it was face up, facing his door.
Uh-huh.
Right? Because if I was playing a practical joke, and it's an apartment building,
yeah,
and it, say I was doing it to you, uh-huh, I would put it face down. I would put two Tony.
I would tape it on the door, right? Like, if it was a practical joke, I would picture facing inside to the door, tape it to the door. So when the person saw it walking in, they would get it. Not on the floor facing the door. I see what you're saying now. That does seem malicious.
Yeah, it just didn't feel like...
It feels like a threat.
It's a very threatening...
It felt like, hey, I need you to see this.
It's so funny if that dude walked out and just stepped on the picture.
It just destroyed it.
It just keeps walking.
Dude, I should have took... I didn't have my phone on it, but I should have taken a picture of it. Just so I could study. Wild. Just so I could look it up.
Dude,
reverse image.
What if you look at your picture, right? And it's just the empty like floor. Like there's nothing on top of it.
Like I look back at it, I'm just showing you guys. Oh my god.
Like, geez, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it's a good thing I printed it out and it's gone from that too.
Stop.
That is a full It Follows.
I know, right?
It's great.
You gave me chills.
That's good. That's good. I like that. Just people draped in the flag with threatening auras. It's like, I don't, this is rubbing me the wrong way. I don't like this.
Man, the wildlife that you live, man.
Yeah, man.
That yeah. frightened all of us. Can we just admit that?
Yeah.
No, I was like, hey, look, distraction.
Dude, have you seen all the, like, have you heard about Ozempic?
Is that like, that sounds like a drug.
It is a drug.
That you see, like, during the Olympics. I don't know. No. What is this? What is this?
Dude, so Ozempic was a drug created to help people with type 2 diabetes. But they saw, like, it did help people with type 2 diabetes. But a big side effect of Ozempic was that the people who had type 2 diabetes were losing a lot of weight. And so they were like, oh.
Oh, yeah, I have heard about this.
Oh, shit.
So people are using it as a weight loss drug.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So now people are just getting on Ozempic.
Wait, don't weight loss drugs already exist?
They do, but this one is like, it's like there mega. Are like there are like dietary stuff that like hey, let's restrict, like it'll just get rid of like your appetite and this and that. But like Ozempic genuinely just makes you lose weight.
Whoa.
It does reduce your appetite, and it works so well that yeah, people who take it lose a lot of weight. And the thing about it is that
you want to take it.
No, no.
And so do I. And we should get
no,
to it.
No,
oh, no. No, because
it's
no,
like,
no, no,
to
no.
me, to me, it's like the fucking, like, it's just, they're saying it's like a miracle drug. It's like, this is like the weight loss drug.
Yeah.
Sounds
and I'm like
one of those infomercials.
Yeah, and it's like, and it's true because people have taken it. There's been like no real side effects of it. It has genuinely helped people who have struggled with a lot of weight lose weight. But The part that they try to leave out is that even with insurance, you're paying $950 a month. And the worst part of it, which is why they're pushing it so hard, is once you're on it, you can never get off. It's like Rogaine.
Oh, really?
It's
what?
Like you cannot
what happens
get
when
off
you get off it? Do you double your weight like twice as fast?
No, but it, people like
type 4 diabetes.
That's fun.
No. You got super diabetes.
I tried so looking into fucked. It.
I'm just saying, it sounds bad when you get off of it. Like, you can never get off of it.
Well, it's like, you can get off of it, but people really do put the weight back on. Not all of it, but
right.
they struggle with, like, their weight issue again. So they, if you get on Ozempic, they really recommend you never get off of Ozempic. Because, I mean, like, to me, it's like you're paying like $1,000 a month.
It's a lot
to,
of
yeah,
money.
To lose weight, but it's like,
but it's
as
temporary.
Long as you're on it.
Yeah.
Like, if you can afford to be on it for a long time, sure.
That's too much
but
money.
But it's $1,000. It's like,
it's rent or lose weight.
So I just found it like fascinating, but there are plenty of people who have taken it. There are plenty of people who are taking it.
So just for the wedding pics, you just get on Ozempic.
and then for the rest of your life.
Dude, but it's like, yeah, it's like Rogaine. It's like you stop taking it. It's like, uh-oh.
I didn't know that about Rogaine, actually.
Yeah, it's like once you're on, like,
so is that thing that makes you grow hair?
Yeah. It
stops. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, okay.
Like Rogaine and like the other one is like
I thought I was being stupid.
Or something like that.
Okay.
Once you take them, you can't get off of them.
Oh.
Not you. You keep saying that.
You get, like,
it sounds so. You're making it sound so ominous.
Wait.
Okay,
so wait.
It's not like,
it
oh, you get ominous.
Ominous.
It's like,
you
get off
you
of it, you die.
Yeah. No, no. You turn into some sort of octopus
it's just,
monster.
It's just you. If you want to continue the effects of it, you have to.
You have
it.
To keep on it.
And
so, what if you overdo it? You get really skinny, and then you just like stop it every so you know every other month or so. You just, know.
What if you need to hide from the cops?
There you go.
You get on Ozempic, lose a bunch of weight, move to a different country, get off Ozempic, gain it all back.
And then they'll see that
now
guy looks
thinking.
Like that one guy. Then they'll look at the security.
No,
and
like,
wait,
no,
that guy was skinnier.
There's
before.
No way that guy lost that much weight in 30 days.
There's no way.
Guys, Ozempic. Guys. No, but.
Don't do this, guys.
Yeah, it's bad for you. I didn't know about that. That's fucking crazy.
Wait, so people with like the Rogaine, what was they get the hair, but they also lose the weight too?
No.
Yeah, if you take Rogaine,
Rogaine
you gain hair,
just
lose
for
weight.
Hair.
Like, gain hair, lose weight.
You don't.
What if I take both of them at the same time?
Hair. You'll have, I mean, you'll look fine as fuck. What can I tell you, man?
All right, all right.
You'll have a full head of hair and skinny as fuck.
Yeah, $2,000 in debt every month.
Yeah. You'll look damn good. I'll tell you that.
Damn good. I may be broke, but at least I'm hot.
I mean, yeah, genuinely.
Yeah, it, you said it's between rent and looking skinny, and I'm like, it sucks that that is an actual question. You know?
Shit.
It's like, move back in with the parents, but, you know. I can touch my toes.
I look good? Oh, man.
I can touch my toes.
I can touch my toes.
What was the stuff called again? The first stuff?
Ozempic.
Ozempic. Ozempic.
Yeah.
You can touch your toes.
Ozempic.
Damn.
You can touch your toes. Ozempic. See your penis again.
It sucks to like.
It's not small. You're just fat.
This is
this
is what gets us canceled.
I can't.
We canceled. Yeah, Tommy gets us canceled, and this is how. This is what we do.
Well, wasn't that one of the predictions like 2 years ago?
Oh,
it was.
We never did Tommy's.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh, what was my Nostradamus moment?
Yeah. Do you? Well, we kind of did it on a previous episode.
Yeah, I kind of figured that.
I'll send you two afterwards for sure.
Oh, fantastic!
But you should come up with some.
Yeah.
I think
it was Tony.
Tony?
Wait, I won?
You won?
I thought it was you.
No, never won. I shot for the moon and maybe I missed.
No, I
landed in a black hole.
Well, as far as predictions or resolutions, because I failed my resolutions.
Oh, I failed predictions big time.
Okay,
I did okay with resolutions.
Okay. I failed resolutions. I think I won predictions. I think a prediction I had was I was going to kiss a woman. And I did do that. And Tommy was a naysayer. I need to go back to I need to go back to that episode from last year and see if we made a bet or something, because Tommy owes me money if that's the case. Because I did indeed kiss a woman.
I mean, at most it'd be like $500.
I know at most?
I know me.
Good, decent.
Dude. Yeah, dude, we gotta what's your prediction for
2024? Predictions?
Yeah.
You're
at an advantage because
a couple months in.
You really said that like an ESPN sports commentator. Couple months in. Let's see how this shakes out for the season.
I had the Super Bowl on my TV, but it was just like I had it really low volume. Like I just had it as background noise.
Yeah,
and I was just thinking about like the production and all the money that goes into that. Just to ultimately be background noise in my room.
Yeah, just background noise in CRT.
I had to ask my sister who won because I wasn't paying attention. I was like, football.
Did you see that crazy-ass Kanye, like, iPhone?
No, what?
Like, he filmed the commercial fully on his phone. And it was just, like, a vertical video of, like, I got new shoes coming out. It's so expensive for this commercial spot that we didn't spend any money on the commercial. So we got shoes and a song coming out soon. And that was the whole Super Bowl
That was the commercial for Apple?
No. What? It was for Kanye. It was just Kanye West in the back of like a car with an iPhone video.
It sounds like when he says we, he meant me.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Himself only. didn't spend money properly.
Yeah.
Dude, that's nuts. Oh, man.
You have a prediction for 2024?
I was thinking about that the whole time. I'll just say, oh, God, dude. I don't know. It's all very bleak.
Uh-huh.
It's all very bleak.
Yeah, I feel it.
It's so bleak.
For sure.
It's going to be very bleak. That's my prediction.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
Hopefully I'm very wrong, but doesn't look like it.
Damn, doomer predictions. It's 2024.
Kanye would say something really stupid.
He already did.
No fewer than 5 times.
Okay.
Like 5 separate things.
5 separate things.
Yeah,
that he
and
says
they're nuts.
Okay.
Like they're nuts.
Like, hold on.
Like the level of when
Kanye nuts or like yo.
Yo, like well, Kanye nuts. What?
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think I've said this before, maybe not on the podcast, but do you guys know who Azalea Banks is?
Yeah, you showed me.
Yes.
I feel like she is the female Kanye West. If, because Kanye West is very talented.
Yeah.
Very, very good. He's also crazy. But I honestly feel like Azalea Banks has done way worse than Kanye West, but only doesn't get in trouble because she's not as popular.
Yeah, yeah. I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Azalea yeah. Banks would be, like, way more of a problem.
Well, she hasn't said anything about, you know, a bad German guy being, like, a good guy, right?
No, she okay. hasn't, but she has, like, mutilated a cat on video before.
Oh, yeah. So that's, like, a different direction.
It's, like, a whole
same
different
distance,
thing.
But different
same kind of crazy, but it's, like...
Yeah.
It's, like, if she was more popular, that would definitely be on...
That would definitely...
That would be on daytime news.
That would be. That. Oh, man. Oh, God. I gotta come up with a better prediction than everything being bleak. But keep that in there.
I wrote it.
Kansas okay, City Chiefs wins the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Kansas City Chiefs
no.
will win this year's
no,
Super
no,
Bowl.
No, no,
Taylor,
I'm putting that you are making predictions on February.
February.
Make a prediction that Taylor Swift breaks up with Travis Kelce. And Taylor everything
Swift,
falls apart.
Taylor Swift
like, it's the spark
gonna,
for World War III. Like, we look back.
You have, like, the yarn and all that yeah. stuff. It's like, this is it right here.
It's crazy.
Here.
World War I, France Ferdinand. World War II, fallout from World War I. World War III, blonde white girl.
No, and you trace her all the way back to, like, the black hand that murdered Franz Ferdinand.
Yeah. It's like, oh, it's all connected.
She's the great-grandchild of the cousin of.
We make a whole new Pizzagate.
Oh, no. Oh, my other prediction. Pizza will continue to be very, very good and delicious.
Dude, this would be very sad if you get it wrong.
Yeah, I know, right? I know, right? I want to be really wrong with one of those things.
So, guys, I know, like, you know, we don't do these podcasts as often anymore. And, you know, I don't really get to see or talk to you guys as much. And I miss you guys. And I just want to make sure, like, our love doesn't dwindle. So I want to, like, speed run our love.
What?
So I want to just make sure what? That, like.
Speed run our
right,
love.
Right, because naturally, the way to make everything better is to just do it faster and harder.
Yes. It's like, it's like the faster I can get to the meat of it, the faster I can get your love, the more
no,
I've
tried
distance
that.
And space can be fun.
I've tried that. I'm just going to leave you a really bad heartburn.
Yeah, but I'm willing to take that risk.
No more.
Yeah, well, this is why I just wanted to do the 36 questions designed to help you fall in love.
Oh, I've done this before. I didn't fall in love.
Wait, with who? Not with me.
Not with you.
But we can do it. So I'm just going to ask you some questions.
Oh, okay, go for
just
it.
Some questions.
Already
we're
on, already
deep
on a bad
into,
foot.
Deep into each other's eyes, and we're all just going to answer it.
Deep into
you gotta
each
take
other's.
Your glasses
and,
off.
And
yeah.
And we're gonna be. And I mean, you don't have to be honest, uh-huh. but it's up to you.
No. If I fall in love, I'll be honest.
Yeah, it's just like you guys are growing. You know, it's like we get busier, so it's like I need to know.
Can I point out the elephant in the room that you are married?
So oh yeah, like, your wife is in here.
Yeah.
Hi, Sarah.
It's like. We don't need to be.
Don't call her an elephant.
I'm sorry.
You meanie.
I know. I did. I did.
I didn't call you an elephant.
I called your marriage the elephant.
I used to do it while I was in the room, so I love it. I love it literally in the room. Okay. Look, just because I'm promised to someone doesn't mean.
You really said that like you're the
yeah.
like you're the dowry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I am, dude. My dowry was big, brother. Okay, so the first question is: given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want as a dinner guest?
Anybody?
Yeah.
Anybody. Living or dead, or just living?
I would say just living.
Just living.
Living. Oh, that's a tough one. Dinner guest.
Dinner guest.
Oh, I'm not good at entertaining, so I don't want to be somebody like fancy.
I got my answer.
What?
Megan Thee Stallion.
Really?
Really?
I legit. You could call me delusional.
As
I've already,
a dinner guest?
I've already asked somebody. Me and her would be great friends. We would actually be great friends. We have a lot in common.
How old is she?
Y'all got shot in the foot?
No, but I did fall pretty hard. I did get a concussion
no,
from skateboarding.
That's cool. That's cool. I would not. There's no. I never would have guessed that you would have done that.
Yeah. We both like anime. We both like video games. And I think I could genuinely like entertain her for a dinner.
Damn. Yeah. I would have never guessed that.
With the asterisk as long as I don't go in there trying to like sleep with Megan Thee Stallion. Because then I'll make it weird. Right. I can admit it. Then I'll make it weird. If I just go in with like, hey, I just want to make sure Meg has a good time, you know? We could joke around.
You're my guest.
You're my guest, right?
Okay. What about you, Tommy?
I'm trying to be really honest, but I really don't know. I'm like going through everybody, and I'm like, I can't entertain them for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh my god, the pressure. I'm feeling it all right now, you know.
Is this a trick question? The answer is supposed to be you.
I mean, no, yeah, no. This is just be okay. This is just for you. I don't know. It could be. It could be anything.
Well, I've had dinner with you a few times.
Yeah. You've had dinner. I've had dinner with both of you.
I really don't know.
What's your good? I mean, that's an honest answer.
I don't know who. There's too many people.
What about you, Zeus? Don't say your wife, just because she's here.
Oh.
Hi, Sarah.
It would be. Dinner guest is different because, like, I assume I'm hosting a dinner and it's just like an extra person.
You just have Larry David in your house.
No.
I could never, never in my house.
You got all these movie posters.
I feel like I have no.
It's tough, isn't it?
I think I would have to just pick one of my idols. I would pick, there's a visual effects artist named Andrew Kramer, who influenced a lot of like, kind of like, the reason why I like film, and so I would pick him.
Wow, that's an amazing answer.
Yeah, but I would be so nervous, dude.
Do you have heroes, Tommy?
I would be so nervous.
You know, I often struggle with that question every day. I'm like, do I have anybody I actually look up to? Like, is there really anybody that I'm like...
Anyone that you think is worth my admiration?
No, not that. It's like, is there anybody that's like... And it's like, you know, ever since I was young, I always like heard the thing, like, don't meet your heroes, you know, like that kind of thing. So I just always never idolized anybody.
Never tried to.
Because there's always like that one thing, you know. And it's like, I understand you're human too. That's all part of it. And I shouldn't really like look at you and go, oh my God. But I don't know.
Dude, when we... Okay, so that you saying that reminded me of like... When we went to the Valorant Champions,
the premier,
we BCTs. Went there, and
was what you posted on Instagram?
Yeah, he doesn't have an Instagram.
Yeah. No, you posted.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And we went there.
I saw that. I was like, oh, sick, dude.
There was a point where I went outside, and I saw like maybe like four streamers I recognized, and then I also recognized a lot of the players. And I was just walking by them. They were all alone, too. They were just standing there. And I was like, this is the time I go up to them. And I got closer to them. I'm like, you're a person. This feels so wrong. I'm like looking at you now. Yeah, I watch you. But I'm like, this is, I wouldn't talk to you ever. So I just kept walking. I was just like, this isn't right.
And you kept it that way. Yeah. I would never talk to you. Therefore, I'm not going to talk to you.
Yeah, it was just, I just felt so wrong. Yeah. I'm just like. It's weird, like on the screen, it's easy for me to be like, I'm a fan. And then when I see you in person, just realize you're just a human being.
It's a completely different setting.
I'm just
you know?
Like, this doesn't. It
fuck,
doesn't
can I
feel
change
right.
my answer? You got
yeah,
my
go
head.
For it. Yeah, go for it.
All right, look. Lou Wilson is my answer. His name is. Lou Wilson is an improviser, part of like the College Humor. Cinematic universe. But the reason why I went on to have a dinner date is because I had the exact same experience that Asus had, where I met Lou Wilson in person after one of their improv shows, and I was so awkward, and he looked so tired, and I was like,
because
right after a show, and I was like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, he's obviously exhausted, so I just would want to make it up to him.
Just want to make it up to him.
It's just like talk with him, like, hey man, how you Your swag is impeccable. Here's some shrimp scampi.
Nice, nice. That's good. That's good.
That's
good.
Okay.
A compliment and an offering.
This as next question,
yeah.
I'm very curious about. Because this will tell me a lot, I think, about you. What would constitute a perfect day for you?
Perfect day?
A perfect day.
Perfect day.
Perfect day.
Ooh. Perfect day.
This will tell me a lot about
how realistic does it have to be?
This is like way too honest. I can't.
It's your perfect day.
My perfect day.
It's your perfect day.
My perfect day.
And that's what I'm saying. It'll tell me a lot. Cause for me, okay, I'll start. My perfect day, genuinely, I wake up right before the sunrise. I catch that bitch.
I hate that.
I catch that bitch. I catch that bitch in the sky.
The moment that sun peaks over those mountains, gotcha. I am angry.
Yeah, no, I catch it, bro. I wake up, my eyes peer out, the sun rises up. I go, I get an egg McMuffin, even though we're boycotting McDonald's. I eat an egg McMuffin. Some orange juice. I drink some orange juice. I read good news. I read some decent news. I poop.
Even in his fantasy.
Yeah, dude.
His perfect day.
This is my perfect day, brother. His
perfect day.
And then I watch a like good movie with really good popcorn, like Harkins popcorn, butter, cheese, the works.
Okay.
Is it affordable popcorn?
It's not affordable. Oh, it's a little bit more expensive.
That's good.
I got the extra large knowing I couldn't finish
it. Oh, my.
Right.
No?
And you can toss it because it's your perfect day.
It's my perfect
day. That's great.
But I don't. I roll that bitch up. I take it home. Then for lunch, I get a slice. I hang out with Sarah. I call some people up.
Man. What a simple man.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm like, there has to be one activity, but I don't want it to be like tiresome.
Yeah.
It's like maybe like I just visit a cool antique store, find something fun, go back home, watch some funny video. That's it.
Wow.
That's like my perfect day. And then I go to sleep knowing that I'll wake up the next day. That I won't be dead.
That you'll be alive.
I pray to the Lord that I'll get to have another one.
You have a perfect day and you get on your knees and you're like, please God, please don't let this be. It was too good. It was too good.
Please.
I know it's all downhill from here.
Yeah. Come on. What did I do? No, but very simple. It's funny. Like, I would prefer that over just like, I wake up, it's the fucking Oscars, I'm winning.
I got the EGOT.
Actually, it's like, me. waking up and having to accept an award seems very stressful. Definitely
yeah,
not
know,
my
right?
perfect
I don't
day.
Want that.
Yeah.
My speech has 3 slurs in it. I try to cut them out, but I can't.
But it doesn't work without it. All of the editors read my speech and say, you know what? We can't really do anything about
it's
it.
Like, I don't know.
You have to include them.
They're necessary. It's crazy, but they're so necessary.
It's needed for the impact.
We found 3 that's that we took out, but.
Yeah. I don't know. This is. It's a lot of impact.
That's terrible. Oh my god.
Insane.
Oh my god.
I don't think I can top that.
Yeah, that's good right there.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's good.
But so yeah, but what's detail. Your yeah, but yours can be different.
That's why yours I asked how realistic does it
no,
have
but it doesn't have to be realistic. Yours can be like realistic? I wake up, there's $1 million in my bank account.
I'm in space.
I don't want a million.
Sydney Sweeney's calling me up.
I'm still thinking.
No, I got it.
You got it?
Yeah, I got
All
it.
All right, go for it.
I think my perfect day has to be like, it's either on a weekend, but you know what might be better is a weekday where I don't have work. Better than a weekend is a weekday where I don't have work. That's perfect. I wake up 5 in the morning.
Oh God.
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with you people?
Wake up 5
like
in the morning.
Nice morning.
And then 5:30. Well, what's important is I wake up 5 in the morning. I'm a little groggy. Wake up at 5:30 and I'm like, you know what? I feel energized. Energized enough to go to my gym.
What?
I go to my gym, right? I see my coach there, my coach Andre, who's fucking awesome. I see all my homies there. Work out. I feel productive. I feel good. I'm like, oh my God, so much energy. And the day just started. The day just started.
So much left.
There's so much time left.
There's so much left, man.
And then, so afterwards, I go to the farmer's market. I pick up some stuff. What I think is important for a perfect day is to meet someone new. Like, someone I haven't met before. Just have, like, a good interaction with, like, some person that I just met. So maybe I go to the farmer's market and I talk to one of the vendors there. And I'm like, oh, man, I haven't seen your stand before. And he's like, yeah, brother. Where are you from? You sound kind of familiar, blah, blah, blah. And we just get to talk. And I'm like, oh, man, you're from Chi-Town? That's crazy. You know? And it's like, anyway, yo, I'm going to come back. Thanks so much for the horchata. Appreciate you. And then, you know, I go home from there. It's like, damn, that's awesome. Normally, that's where, like, my day would be over, right? Where it's like the rest of the day is probably just going to be me chilling at home. But what makes it the perfect day is I get hit up on my phone, right? And I have enough time to see everyone that hits me up, right? So first of all, I'm hit up. That's already asking a lot. But I'm hit up by more than one person. And I'm like, you know what? I can fit this in my schedule. Boom. See this person. I'm like, great. Spend an hour with them. Boom. Grab lunch with another person. Get on a call with a Seuss. Bada bang. Maybe play Risk of Rain 2. Bam. It's like, damn, dude. Day's already perfect. What could go better? I'll tell you what. Instagram DM. It's my crush. Whoever it is at the time. And they're like, hey, do you want to make plans for the future to hang out? And it's like, damn, you know, it's like normally that would be like anxiety inducing, but I'm honest because it's my perfect day. I'd be like, you know what, how about we just do something right now? And they're like, okay, yeah. And then I go on a perfect date with my crush, and then I'm like, wow, this is perfect. And then I go back home. And I get on my knees and I pray that I have it.
Please, Lord, please.
Please, God, please, please. Just give it to me. Just give me more.
You're so good to others. Why can't you be good to me?
You're so good to others.
Crazy saying that after my perfect day.
Oh, my God. It's got to balance out.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have all the, you know, that and just blah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But yeah, that's my perfect day.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Except for waking up way too early. You guys are crazy.
I think waking up too early is important because that means the day lasts longer.
I don't want it to last longer.
But your perfect day is short.
When that sun is, like, set, I'm like, oh, finally, I can stop, like, squinting. I can see things now.
Like, you need sunglasses, man.
I do, but, like, that's not going to wake me up.
Okay,
anymore.
So your perfect day, let's start at, it's an eclipse.
I didn't even think about that.
The sun is
that.
Eclipse.
I like that. It's like 12 or 1.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
The sun is just starting the eclipse.
Right.
So I got, like, an hour and a half
uh-huh.
of nicely, dimly lit sky.
Right.
Ooh, that's a good one. I never thought about that. Oh, that's actually really good. That makes me want to stay outside now instead of going inside. It's like, wow, dude, that
Whoa,
sun
outside on your perfect
that
day?
Sun is that. Oh, and it's like that, and then right afterwards, it's like nice and cloudy, you know, full overcast right after the eclipse, you know, and
wow.
It's like it's raining.
It's
raining real good. Yeah, that's good. That's good. I didn't even think about weather stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, dude, I can control the weather because like when I wake up in the morning. And it's like full on like overcast, like there's like clouds in the sky. I'm like, oh, today's gonna be good. Even if it's not gonna be good,
wow.
If I can't see the sky, like the blue, I'm like, yeah. And then every time when I do see the blue, I'm like, oh, but if there's like some puffy clouds up there,
uh-huh.
I'm like, eh, that's not bad. Yeah, I don't.
You're right. This does make me fall in love. I'm in love.
I was just thinking. I think because I like museums, right?
Yeah.
So, like, any type of museum, art museum, natural history museum, especially airplane museums. I would like all those. You said Eclipse, so like airplane museum, that's outside,
right?
And some of it's inside, so it's like, well, if it's like kind of like, if it's like, like those like spotty showers,
yeah,
oh hell yeah, airplane museum, because I've done that before and that was like the happiest I've ever been.
Damn, a spotty, like, oh, shower airport museum.
Yeah, just walk, because it's there's one in Tucson where it's like most of it's outside. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of it's on the inside now, but like going there every single time I go there, it's like, even if I don't see everything, mm-hmm. it's just the greatest thing. I was talking this with one of the students today. And like they have a little restaurant there, uh-huh. and that was like the best chicken I've ever had. So I'm like, dude, just going to like a museum that has like
that has good chicken,
which is that museum in Tucson.
Okay, so far
that's gonna be fantastic.
Eclipse sun, spotty rain,
yeah.
Airplane museum, good chicken. That sounds like an amazing day to me.
That's good, and it all starts at like 1.
p.m.
1 p.m.
Right.
Yeah, before the sun, before the eclipse is completely gone, you know, stormy clouds.
Wow.
Yeah, because like the thunder and the lightning, oh, I love it. Yeah.
I vibe with that.
I'll say that. That's a pretty good day for me.
You don't get on your knees to pray?
That it happens again? Interesting.
I don't. Huh. Interesting choice.
You're just grateful and shit?
I mean, maybe.
Are we good? Did he say there are 36 questions?
Yeah, no. You know, we're good for
that.
We
can skip a few.
I know. I hope whoever's listening, I hope you had your perfect day. And and you can end it off.
Wait, real quick, before we end it, give us one more good one.
Give us one more good one.
Do we have to pray to God at the end of this?
Yeah, we do have to pray to God
at the end of it. Oh, man. I haven't done that in a very long time.
I'm pretty sure I could pull it off. We'll do one more, and then we'll pray to God that it happens again.
It's always awkward when everyone's, like, saying grace. I don't know what to do. I'm like, okay, well, I'll just close my eyes.
You ever keep your eyes open?
Look at the ground. One time when I was young, I did. Yeah. I was like, everybody's staring down. I should do that. And I was like, I did the same thing.
Everybody closed their eyes once, and I just kept my eyes open. I was looking around. And then I was looking to see if anybody else would have their eyes open. And if anybody opened their eyes, I'd be like, what do you do with your eyes open?
Excuse me.
Okay, for the last one, it's a simple one.
Mm-hmm.
Just complete the sentence.
Oh no!
I wish I had someone with whom I could share blank.
What was that McDonald's this float thingy? The purple thing?
Dick.
Grimace drink.
The Grimace shake.
Yeah, that's it.
This dick. This Grimace shake.
This Grimace shake on my dick.
I'm kidding. I wish I could have someone that I could share folding clothes with.
Oh, that's nice.
This is gonna make me cry.
That's so nice.
Just kidding.
Oh man,
this day. Yeah,
I'm emotionally bereft.
Let's see. I wish there were to share the perfect day with. There we go.
This is
perfect.
Oh,
I just started suffocating. I have an asthma attack.
Oh, that sucks.
Okay, I'm okay.
I wish I could share.
What's funny is that that's not going to come up on the recording.
Yeah.
Just add it in post.
I wish I could share.
Just we'll cut like out the dead air.
All. Just, I don't know. Like, how do I explain? I just want to share me. Like, I want them to know who I am. Does that make sense? Like, I want to share each other's lives.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Gay as hell.
Yeah, it's gay
no,
as
it's
hell,
not!
Gay as hell, dude. Pretty gay.
No, it's not. It's cute.
We didn't say it wasn't.
Just saying,
say it wasn't cute.
When we both pray that the day doesn't end, that's how we know.
That's how you know. You and your partner never pray, but the day you have the perfect day, you both get you both genuflect.
Yeah. Please, please, Lord,
please, God, please.
You guys are just broken into tears doing that. Like, you were at your lowest.
Right, right.
It's gotta balance out.
Babe, you give your shit. Strongest soldiers the hardest battles, but sometimes you give them the perfect day.
That's like a Please, Facebook Lord. Post. Yeah.
Please, Lord.
All right, well, thank you, everybody, for listening.
Sorry I've been gone for so long, everybody.
Shout out.
Shout out to you two.
Music's getting pretty loud. Guys.
Even when I'm not here.
Dear Father, thou art in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Please let us have a wonderful day. Like
don't let this episode end. Please don't let
Please.